Passage 28. Please let me have a little world. Please, my dear, be so generous as to let me have a little world of my own. If you find me scrawling on a piece of paper, please don't peep over my shoulders. It may be that I'm venting some pent-up feelings, long-denied expression, or trying to compose a little poem not yet presentable for the time being, or attempting to sketch out something visualized from my childhood memories, which glows in my mind like a rainbow. When I am in such a mood, please leave me alone and let me write as the pen dictates. Don't disturb me, my dear, when I get nostalgic over some old photos or letters which bring tears to my eyes or smiles on my lips, for those were things that had happened to me before I met you. The joys and sorrows, partings and reunions that taste like green olive or glitter like scattered pearls. They are my cherished memories, which, ready as I am to share with you, I would like to indulge in by myself for a while. I hope you won't mind when I go without you for a nice chat with a close friend of mine. You are my bosom friend, but you cannot take the place of other friends any more than they can do yours. I need their care, encouragement, and sobering criticism just as I do yours. A starless sky with a solitary moon would be dull and cheerless. Why not let there be a moonlit night, resplendent with twinkling stars? I may occasionally want to take a tour of faraway places. Please don't hold me back when I start packing for it. You are the centre of my life, but certainly not the whole of it. I yearn to see the mysteries and wonders of the world miles away beyond the mountains. So let me have a chance to explore my Alice's Wonderland as a Lone Ranger. Sometime later, when I come back to you with exotic experiences and fresh insights, I'm sure you will look at me in a new light. My dear, so long as you let me have such a little world, I'll be very much indebted to you.